Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Sherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Live and local from Philadelphia. Free speech lives here. Here. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And away we go, live on this Monday, March 25th. It is indeed Kale and Company, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We are always live on the free Odyssey app, and of course streaming live for your video viewing pleasure on YouTube. As we head until 10 o'clock this morning, 855-839-1210, the phone number, on social media at 1210 WPHT. I am at Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L, Don Stensland with the news, Greg Stocker, the chairman of the board, Bill Omquist and Anthony Dorenzo, our associate producers. Another weekend in the books, another work week upon us. Don, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Gregory?
Doesn't it feel like we were just here?
Yes.
I gotta tell you, and I know you're gonna reveal the number and the results.
Yeah. Woo!
But I am not a fan of working until 5 o'clock on a Friday. The whole notion of a nice, like, 2.5 day weekend blown right out the water when you go till 5 o'clock, folks.
I didn't get home Friday night till 9:15.
I got home at 6:30.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to hear about you. I didn't get home. Let's talk about me for a second. I didn't get home till 9:15.
But it was for a great cause.
It was.
And speaking of the great cause, Gregory, I know you posted it on social media over the weekend.
Well, yeah, it was, I just...
Would you like to reveal it to the audience?
I mean, well, you should, but it's... I put out a tweet and a Facebook message, hey, the totals will be revealed on Monday morning. A little radio suspense.
Uh-huh.
And then our crack social media team decided to put it out yesterday or Saturday.
Ah.
I was just like, oh, cool.
They were listening to the brand manager's instructions.
Luckily, it's only, you know, social media is really 1% of our audience. So most people don't know what the total is. So why don't you tell everybody?
Did you hear that, Dawn? Most people aren't seeing what you post on social. I'll remember that when he yells at me. Save it for the show! All right, here we go.
Drum roll.
$107,000 plus.
That's amazing.
To my knowledge, that is about a $15,000 gain from last year.
Huge. Huge, huge numbers. We knew. See, they did a good job of keeping us in the dark all day long, so we didn't really know where the totals were.
They really did.
Myself included, by the way, because,
yeah,
you know, they know that I would have pivoted or done something. They just kept us focused.
Uh-huh.
So I really had no idea, but I had heard at some point that we were pacing better than last year. I didn't realize how much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to ask the telephone operators that were standing by to take your call.
Yeah.
No answer.
Nothing.
Went to the big boss, Yagurov. He's like, keep playing like you don't see the scoreboard. I was back in football again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Is that what he said? Keep playing. I love that he said
did.
That.
He did. Yeah. Yeah, that was echoed down from a few people, so that was very nice. So a sincere thank you to everybody, whether you donated $5, $2,500, anywhere in between. And oh, by the way, and I said this in a thank you video on Saturday on Twitter, you know, the Travis Manion Foundation just doesn't open up and close up shop one day a year. They're around all the time.
Absolutely.
So you get your tax refund back or whatever, you have a couple extra bucks. I mean, stop on out in Doylestown. It's a beautiful area. It's a great drive if you're going up 202.
Yep.
Help them out, but Friday was just a great, great showing from so many people. And, of course, our on-air staff, you know, Sonia, promotions, the suits, everybody. I mean,
Rich Scioli.
Rich,
Dan.
How does he do that? Can I just ask a question? Can I just bask in the glow of Scioli? How do you have that level of energy?
Yes.
For 13 straight hours?
And then went on Jimmy Fallon Saturday.
Right. I mean, I do 4 hours, and I don't want to be around another human being for at least another 3 hours. I was listening to you guys on the way home, because traffic was a nightmare. Another reason never to work until 5 o'clock again in this city. And, you know, he started going off again at like 5:35. I'm like, guy's been on a heater now for like 12 straight hours. It's unbelievable. And by the way, he does pause when he says his first and last name.
That was so funny.
I've noticed that. I'm like, yeah, he really does do that. Nice work out of Rich. All right, we got a lot of good things to get to this morning. The border has been bombarded. Also, Planet Fitness, we've been giving you updates on their locker room policy. It's now officially a local story. We'll get to that as we continue this morning. Yeah, big uh-oh. Also, we have preachy females. Not my words, all right? This is from James Carville. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. And we're also going to play a new game today. We're going to play a game called the Kamala Clap-Along. Looking forward to that. Cut sheet and then so much more. But let's get to the news. Round number one at 6:05. The great Dawn Stensland.
Good morning. Kale & Company News Live, sponsored this morning by Budget Blinds. We're at 35 degrees, headed up to 52 degrees. And weather is a factor as authorities gather for a recovery operation this morning in the search for a young girl swept away in a rain-swollen southeastern Pennsylvania creek over the weekend. So crews returning this morning to the water in hopes of finding little six-year-old Lynasia Booker as the community faces the reality that this rescue has now shifted to a recovery mission. This is in Chester County. Authorities there say that Booker was reported missing 7 o'clock Saturday evening after she slipped and fell into the fast-moving Chester Creek right near 8th Street. Several fire companies took part in that search for the next 3.5 hours. Coast Guard continuing searching through Saturday night, through yesterday as well. Chester Fire Commissioner speaking out, saying that it was the longest, the 3 hours was the longest someone could survive in that cold, fast-moving water. This is a six-year-old little girl.
Awful.
So I know it's just it's horrible. And they were telling the story. They were little girls, not so far from home, but they were trying to reach something. So they were holding each other's hands and jackets, sort of leaning down. We had all that rain, and so it was muddy and maybe shifting, you know, sands and mud on the creek, on the shoulder of the creek there. And so she slipped in. And then there were other kids, a 12-year-old, 19-year-old, who jumped in, tried to get her. But it was so swollen and fast-moving after all the rain. Such a tragedy. So they're back this morning, and they're working with the Pennsylvania State Police using sonar technology.
Ugh.
And also leading into the Delaware, which, you know, in past times when we've talked about storms, Nick, across the region, oftentimes, you know, you look at where the tributaries lead into the Delaware River as well.
Well, sadly, we had that tragedy months ago when we had that torrential downpour.
Yes.
Where that was, I think, a mom and a daughter.
Yeah.
That got swept away.
So tragic.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about Aramark employees at Wells Fargo Center voting yesterday to, yes, authorize a strike, saying the food services giant does not provide health insurance to hundreds of workers. This is at Philadelphia's major sports stadiums and has not raised wages, they say, to match inflation. So it's Unite Here Local 274 representing food service workers at Wells Fargo, Citizens Bank, and Lincoln Financial Field, reporting that at least 92% of voting Wells Fargo's workers supporting the authorization of the union's bargaining team to call for a strike. They did not release the exact number of voters. So what does that mean upcoming as we think about this week? You know, we've got baseball Thursday evening. So does that affect Citizens Bank Park as far as Wells Fargo? Philadelphia 76ers home game on Wednesday. There could be an impact there, as well as the next Philadelphia Flyers game, which is not until Saturday. So we're watching all of this very carefully as the strike authorization vote is approved right now, at least for those Wells Fargo Center workers.
Well, the Sixers and Flyers went on strike weeks ago as far as winning games, so it's only fitting. But man, a little rough stretch for the Phils. You're going to have to no more dollar dog nights, and now you're going to have some concession wars going on.
Yes.
Yikes.
This is true.
Be a good time for like a 10-game road trip.
Well, last day of spring training and pretty exciting as we think about baseball and springtime. Speaking of, we'll talk about campaigns. New Jersey's First Lady, Tammy Murphy, ending her Senate campaign, cutting short.
That's unbelievable. I saw that. I saw the headline of basically they had nobody that showed up at any of the gatherings and get-togethers early on.
Yes.
I mean, at least she got the picture relatively quickly compared to some others who stick out races where they realize they have no chance of winning.
This is true. Well, yeah. She didn't want to be embarrassed.
Nope.
Against Representative Andy Kim, so it looks like it'll be Andy. And he was running a clean campaign, so now he gets to be in the Democrat field by himself. TikTok, we are following, of course, the latest with the deadline looming just hours away as we talk about Donald J. Trump's $454 million judgment against him. That deadline looms for him to cough up nearly $500 million. And son Eric, the headline is that they just want to bankrupt him, referring to the alleged, I have to say alleged, weaponization of government individuals like Letitia James, their attorney general there in New York, who actually ran on this. That was one of her campaign slogans, that she would, quote, get him, meaning Donald J. Trump. So what will this mean as a civil case, an unprecedented situation? And that is looming in New York. And as well, his first criminal trial was supposed to begin this morning. Instead, his lawyers will get the chance to argue for a lengthy postponement and even a dismissal of the charges. That's the so-called hush money Stormy Daniels case. So, wow, a full docket this morning for sure. And chicken. Fast food chain Chick-fil-A backtracking from its decades-old no antibiotics ever pledge, intended to help prevent human antibiotic resistance linked to the rampant use of the drugs in livestock production.
Oh, so now they're going to be putting that in your chicken, I'm assuming.
So the antibiotics, well, we think of avian bird flu, I'm assuming. So yep. I guess the antibiotics they will give the chickens are not anything that would, they say, impact humans.
Okay.
Only chicken antibiotics.
Gotcha. I don't know the difference, but yeah, what the heck?
Let's talk about Budget Blinds. Thank you for sponsoring our first newscast out of the box this bright Monday morning, bright moon out there. Spring is here, and now is the time to budget. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, as well as motorization. Just visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation. The only no-questions-asked warranty in the business, budgetblinds.com. The forecast, enjoy it today, about 52 degrees, so we're looking at sunshine and watching carefully the potential for rain moving in. What will game day, or, you know, spring opening for at Citizens Bank Park, what will that look like? That's the big question. But for this Monday, looking pretty nice and spring-like. Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:13 on this Monday morning. Let's get to another big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it's brought to you by United Tire. The Big Take, bombarding the border. On Thursday afternoon of last week, we saw some of the most horrific footage at the southern border that we've seen to date. If not for Radiothon and a great cause on Friday for the Travis Mannion Foundation, this would have been the lead on Kale and Company for a normal Friday show. But we will address this head on today, right now. Forget the word crisis. This is a full-on invasion of the United States. And with an invasion comes force. Our Border Patrol is legitimately being bulldozed by hundreds of illegal immigrants in El Paso, Texas. I want you to listen and watch this clip. Take a look. Migrants legitimately ripping apart the border, the barricades, the barrier, razor wire. People escaping through and then sprinting to the next level of resistance. This is unbelievable. No families, no women and children, just young men in the prime of their lives stampeding across barriers, and our Border Patrol is basically left for dead. But don't worry, I'm sure Democrats will muster up the brain cells and courage to say, well, we've been saying our border system is broken, this after months and months of saying the border is secure. I want to show what a real border looks like. Here is the border in Egypt, which is super effective in keeping people from Gaza out of their country. Listen and watch this side-by-side comparison in the Middle East compared to our southern border in America. Check this out. If you see at the top, the border in Egypt, concrete barriers, levels and levels of razor wire. That's got to be a good 35, 40 feet high. And then you see at the bottom of the screen, the stampede here at the southern border in America. And look at the height and the layers and the levels of the barbed wire and the concrete in Egypt. No human being alive could climb that wall and survive. So in America, we have a border that looks like it's on welfare. And in Egypt, of all places, they have the wall of all walls, the wall to end them all. It's real simple. If you want to keep people out, you can. If you build it, they won't come. But as we know, when something is broken in America, regardless of what it is always Donald Trump's fault. Here's MSNBC's Morning Joe once again pinning the blame on 45. Listen and watch.
See this onslaught headline? The only thing the Post didn't tell you is Donald Trump said, blame me for this. Donald Trump said, kill the bill. And blame me for everything that happens after this point. Donald Trump said, blame me. So, yes, Donald, we are blaming you. We're blaming mini-me Mike Johnson for following your orders. We're blaming Republicans who begged for a tough border bill, but like the Wall Street Journal editorial page said, couldn't take yes for an answer. So yes, there is an onslaught in the southern border still. And it's all Donald Trump's fault. You know who says that? Donald Trump.
Yep, it is Trump's fault. Trump had a secure border. Trump also said it's a bad deal and no deal is better than a bad deal. So the bloodshed is on Trump's hands. Now, the Biden administration and Democrats who are doing this for redistricting purposes. But one man should get credit, and that's Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. Here is Republican Tony Gonzalez on Fox News talking about what the Lone Star State is trying to accomplish despite no federal help. Listen and watch this.
We have had enough, and we are grateful for Governor Abbott to do everything he can to try to get this border crisis under control. Look, local law enforcement, they don't want to be enforcing immigration law, but nobody else is. It's very clear President Biden is shackling the hands of Border Patrol agents. Border Patrol agents, they want to be back out in the field. They want to be doing their job, but the facts are they're not, and somebody has to fill that gap. And until the federal government starts doing its job, we welcome local law enforcement and Texas doing everything they can to keep us safe.
And they'll have to do everything they possibly can to keep us safe because February was a border bloodbath. Can I use that word? I'm not sure. Democrats, let me know. The numbers for last month in February set a brand new record. The number of migrant encounters at the southern border for February hit a new high for the month this year, according to Customs and Border Protection. Figures released just this past Friday reveal reversing a sharp drop in numbers for January. There were 189,922 migrant encounters along the border in February. That is higher than the 156,000 in the same month for 2023. The highest it had been for February was in 2022, when those numbers reached 166,000 plus. But despite the record high numbers overall, the number of illegal migrant encounters between ports of entry by Border Patrol is lower than in February of 2022, meaning the new high is explained in part by large numbers coming to the ports of entry. Numbers at the southern border had dropped from a record 302,000 in December to a relatively low 176,000 in January, but had not continued to decline in February. The data show that there have now been 70 people on the FBI terror watch list arrested by Border Patrol in fiscal year 2024 so far, which began on October 1st. Meanwhile, more damning border news for Joe Biden, as the New York Post reveals that the Biden administration failed to file paperwork, which caused 200,000 migrant deportation cases to be tossed. That's right, 200,000 cases just tossed because, well, clerical error, I suppose. We didn't reach the deadline. This is an intentional dereliction of duty from the president and his administration, all done by what he undid 3 years ago in January of 2021. And when you think about securing the border, protecting Americans, and supporting the men and women at the front lines, the Joe Biden administration has been a failure. All because they need more bodies to vote for them. And because, according to some, they want to replace you. But you know what to do on November 5th on numero uno issue plaguing this country, the bombardment at the border. It is an unmitigated disaster. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And the big take this morning brought to you by United Tire. United Tire and Service has a pot of gold waiting for you now through April 2nd. All tires are on sale, plus extra savings of $80 on all Michelin tires and an instant $40 from United Tire. Visit unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. We'll get your thoughts if you want to jump in on the border, 855-839-1210, on social media at 1210WPHT, and of course on the YouTube chat. It's the Kale and Company comment community. Just go to youtube.com/at1210WPHT and hit the like and subscribe buttons today. Back after this on a Monday morning, Nick, Dawn, and Greg here on Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
You've heard me talk about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding for years now. I think the world of the Chapman family team, they've done such a beautiful job on my home, windows, doors. I want you to also think of the Chapman team for siding or stucco remediation. And along those lines, think of James Hardy Plank or that beautiful vinyl siding. It's going to, of course, add value to your home. After all the rain, all the wind, if you look at your home, maybe you need new windows, doors, siding, stucco remediation. And the Chapman family team, they are the certified Chapman installers, the professionals you want on this job. So right now, this is a great time to get ahead of things. Put this on the calendar and plan your siding or window or door project for this year. If you or somebody you know are looking for windows, doors, siding, shutters, all the beautiful hardware choices as well, just give them a call. You can text them. They're local. They're listening right now, Chester County. You can text them, 610-431-8898. Check them out online, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Take a virtual tour at ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. I love looking at all those before and after pictures they have. Make sure you tell them Dawn sent you.
Hopefully all of you had a great weekend as we get another week started here on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT, Nick Kale, Dawn Stenzel, and Greg Stocker. 855-839-1210 is how you climb in. All sorts of big news that was developing and breaking on Friday as we were doing Radiothon for Travis Manion Foundation. From Trump selling truth to this terrorist attack in Russia to also what was happening at our southern border late Thursday into Friday. And that's why I wanted to highlight that, because we did not have a big take on Friday. And as I was showing some of those videos there on YouTube for the visual audience out there, it is remarkable that Egypt can have a wall. I'm going to give a baseball reference here. Egypt's wall looks like the Green Monster at Fenway Park where the Boston Red Sox play. I mean, it is just massive, right? Nobody would dare try to scale that wall. And then you look at the wall in the United States of America in many different spots along our southern border.
It's kind of like a fence at a little league t-ball game where anybody can pretty much just, you know, throw one leg over the top and flip their body over or just rip it apart and then charge Border Patrol agents. I mean, I see that video, and we played that courtesy of the New York Post. Dawn, it looks like legitimately, not even trying to make a joke, it's like the running of the bulls. It's like a stampede. We just rip things out now, and we just go after and charge, you know, American citizens that are there patrolling the southern border. I mean, it's just it's disgraceful on so many fronts. It really is.
It's a sin. And they know anybody else, any other country, they would never try that because they'd be, you know, shot at.
Shot dead right on sight, probably.
And so they know all of our laws right now. They know that they can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't do that. They would not try that anyplace else.
No. And I got to tell you, I mean, we always talk about officers and the right to use deadly force and those split second moments. And, well, you've got to put yourself in that person's shoes. And what was that person thinking at that very moment in time? And I'm not sure that I would necessarily shoot any of those individuals and kill them. But I tell you what, I would find it very difficult not to plant one in somebody's thigh, right? Like, you're sitting there, and all of a sudden, you're warning them, don't come across, don't do this, it's not going to end well for you. And then they start to legitimately yank on the fence, and then they pull it, and then they run through, you heard all the curse words. And that's just through one layer of fencing, mm-hmm. because there was another fence. Now, I don't know if these people got through completely, because it looks like they run into another barrier, so to speak, which was probably more reinforced and more difficult to overcome. But this is just an abject disaster for so many people right now. And, you know, of course, Joe Scarborough, oh, blame Trump. So Trump, again, taking things out of context, which mm-hmm. is what they love to do. I'm sorry, you had three, and this is where I don't blame Republicans. We're just not going to agree to a bad bill because, oh, by the way, you want to also add more money for funding Ukraine and all of your other endeavors that you keep wasting millions upon millions, if not billions of dollars on. Like, I don't blame Republicans at this point in the game for not wanting to, negotiate or come to a compromise. Look, in this polarized political world, I would love to see more compromise, give and take. That's the way, you know, the art of the deal works. But if it's an atrocious deal, I wouldn't do it. And I also am not going to throw Democrats a lifeline here in the ninth inning of a presidential first term. Like, Joe Biden would love to have a border deal on the record here as he approaches April of a reelection year. But Republicans aren't just going to give him that get out of jail for free card. And I don't blame them. Hold your ground, stand your ground, and get a deal that you think is good. And if you don't, well, then sadly, we have to continue to see this happen for another 6.5-7 months until the election passes. So I think that's kind of where we're at, and it's just a bad look where I think it really exudes weakness on the United States' part. You know, we've talked about Joe. He exudes weakness. Just watching people steamroll our Border Patrol agents, we're sending a message globally to not only people at the southern border, but terrorists. This Russia terror attack over the weekend that happened on Friday, you know, ISIS is claiming responsibility. You think ISIS looks at America right now and is scared of America? I don't think so.
Excuse me, ISIS K, okay?
ISIS K, that's right. It's a new faction.
You have to put the K after there.
That's right.
ISIS like special K.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. ISIS so, K. Yeah. I don't know what the hell that is.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see those guys? They looked a little roughed up.
Yeah. Exactly.
A little roughed up.
And on that front, did you see the video and the still photos? It looks like some of the Russian military or police, when they were interrogating some of these alleged suspects, they had a car battery out with jumper cables, and they had it attached to some of the terror suspects' genitalia.
Oh. I'm sure they were fully respecting their rights, Nick.
The terrorists deserve to have rights.
That's how we should administer justice here.
I mean, you know, F around and find out is what they say. And some of these suspects from that terror attack are definitely finding out. All right, so if you want to jump in on the border, you can certainly do so. 855-839-1210. I want to get to this story, and I know, Phil, you have the graphic. We'll put this up in just a moment on YouTube. We have given you the story about Planet Fitness, and there's so many updates with this story. The reality is now, Planet Fitness, I think, is on the verge of getting Bud Lighted. And we played you the video of the lady in Alaska who posted on social media the fact that she was upset that a biological man has come into a Planet Fitness female locker room. And not only did this lady, this grown-up, have to deal with this, but she was also trying to defend the rights of a 12-year-old female not to see a man in a female locker room. And on Thursday or Friday's show, I think it was Thursday, we told you that Planet Fitness lost $400 million in market value in 1 week after this story. Well, apparently that is not enough. And now this is officially a local story that, according to the libs of TikTok, where they posted the following. They said, wow, Planet Fitness is now quadrupling down on defending men in women's locker rooms. They reportedly assigned a staffer specifically to accompany this man so he can safely and comfortably enter the women's locker room. And they are putting a mentally ill man's delusions before women's safety. And now, here's the local aspect. If you're watching on YouTube, this is allegedly happening right here in our listening area in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. If you're looking on YouTube, there's a very big man standing at the locker of a Planet Fitness. And according to this post, which I believe is courtesy of Instagram, this is at the Downingtown Planet Fitness women's locker room. Some of you might actually frequent this specific location. According to the post from the libs of TikTok, when asked, Downingtown's Planet Fitness is okay with men in women's locker rooms. And they also include the phone number of apparently, I think, the manager at the LA Fitness, if you want to go and join
maybe
LA Fitness now.
Maybe this is all a ploy by LA Fitness to get people away from
it's
Planet Fitness.
It's a plant.
Yeah, it's a plant.
Yes.
Yeah.
And look, I'm guessing LA Fitness probably is trying to get the same ESG social credit score as Planet Fitness. But this is now a local story, and this is where I think it's time to Bud Light this company.
My question for this one is that this gentleman, I don't know who he is, but this gentleman is, and you can't really see, I feel safe putting this up there, one, because it's all over social media, and two, because you can't really see his face. But
right.
My question is that he's not really trying to be a female.
No.
It's just a very large guy.
He actually looks like my buddy Mike, the Bills fan.
In a female locker room.
Yes.
So what was the reasoning for him to want to go into the female locker room?
Unless he's just claiming he identifies as a female, but yet visually and aesthetically hasn't begun the process of trying to feminize the appearance. I mean, you can see there's a female sitting right behind him on the bench.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, sitting there, looks like she's on her phone. And this is the Downingtown look. I mean, I've never been to this location. I'm not a Planet Fitness member myself. I think, Dawn, you said you are, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So now that this is local and hitting home a little bit more, are you prepared to boycott Planet Fitness? Would you go elsewhere? Would you work out at home?
I never really go in the locker room, so
okay.
I'll have to check it out. I will also say Planet Fitness doesn't necessarily appeal to children. Because if you're with a child, you have to be with them. You have to be with them at all times.
So they don't have like a little babysitter or a drop-off spot?
Planet Fitness is not LA Fitness.
Okay.
So generally, it's rare to see somebody, I would say maybe 12, 13 is the cutoff.
Uh-huh.
Because generally speaking, if they're under, like if they're under 17, I think, or under 16, the age cutoff. So they really are appealing to a certain crowd,
mm-hmm.
So maybe that this is part of it, but now I'll have to go and see. I mean, a lot of time, the truth is, I'm not really looking. If I run in the locker room or the bathroom, they have stalls,
mm-hmm.
And so if there's a woman who's like a big hairy woman, I'm not checking her out. Is she a man? Is she whatever her biologics is? You know what I mean? So it would be unusual to see a little girl in a Planet Fitness. I'm just being real here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, I think my Planet Fitness, which I usually go to the Flower Town one, it's usually guys.
Okay. Well,
so I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
I don't know the impact, but I would say, you know, the way to solve all of this is file a lawsuit.
Well, yes, file a lawsuit. And also, I think, you know, because lawsuits take forever and we live in a immediate gratification society, I want it now, now, now. I mean, I think these boycotts, you know, are very effective. I've actually got an update here for you because we are now at the 1 year anniversary of Bud Light. We'll give you that in a second. But this is where you hit these companies where it matters. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, and this is just my assumption, that a lot of these CEOs and corporate executives, there is a threshold and a pain tolerance for them. Well, that we're not. We see the headlines. Planet Fitness doubles down. They triple down. They quadruple down. That's great. That's great. But eventually, companies like Bud Light, they eventually tap out and say, "Okay, enough is enough," because people are losing money at the corporate level with bonuses and things like that. And that's where all of a sudden you quickly realize how much of a fraud some of these individuals are, because they sign up for this and this ESG social credit score nonsense. And then when it gets to Bud Light levels, all of a sudden it's, "Hey, I'm sorry, Dylan Mulvaney. I'm sorry, Alyssa Heinerschneid. You have to go." And now we'll spend an exorbitant amount of money on people like Peyton Manning to try to reestablish our brand. Because I think deep down inside, these corporate executives and CEOs, they know this is all nonsense and garbage. And eventually when their bonuses get hit, then you do see change. Which brings me to Bud Light. As we have now reached the 1 year anniversary, this is courtesy of Fox News. Bud Light has struggled to win back many of its once loyal drinkers as the 1 year mark since its disastrous pact with Dylan Mulvaney approaches. Quote, "The drinkers that they lost last April may not come back to any discernible rate. It is the most stubborn boycott we have ever seen. The likes of, I don't think we've ever seen before," said Beer Business Daily publisher Harry Schumacher. Subsequent quotes, he says Schumacher said, quote, "This ordeal has been so prominent that it has entered the lexicon of Americans from all sides of the political spectrum." Quote, "When a brand does something that loses market share, you say, oh, it's a Bud Light moment. We're sitting here a year later, and Bud Light trends remain almost unchanged since they were last May, down in the 27 to 28% ratio for volume." He also goes on to say, they got these blessings from these cultural figures, and would go on to say it's about helping the trajectory of the brand. But, you know, at the end of the day, they try to spend big-time money on a Super Bowl ad featuring NFL legends like Peyton Manning, and it failed to move the needle. Anheuser-Busch has spent all of this money. They have done all of the right things. They spent the money on the right things, and amazingly, it hasn't really affected the trend that much. It is, quote, unbelievable. So, wow. I do think that's the boycott of all boycotts, and I think Planet Fitness better tread lightly, because there's a precedent out there, and we've seen it. Mm-hmm. We've seen Kohl's, we've seen Target, yeah. We've seen a lot of these companies in the last calendar year, and you keep making these mistakes, it's going to come back to bite you.
I mean, the only difference I'll say is Planet Fitness, they're franchised. And so it's an individual franchise. That's the big difference here. So it's up to...
But they all have to have the same sort of sets and standards, right?
You know, they have to go by state law, Greg.
Yeah.
Some states will not allow anything other than your biological gender that you assign to the bathroom that you go to.
Right.
So they also, I would imagine it depends on the state law that they have to follow the law.
That's a good point. So you would assume red states probably can't pull this off like blue states can, would be my assumption.
Right, but that brings me to, if you're a franchise owner and then you're saying, wait a minute, I really want to protect females, then how do you navigate through a state law that says you must allow somebody who's identifying as transitioning?
It's a good point.
Because the person in Alaska, if you look at a picture of that guy, he's shaving his face.
Yeah. Yes.
To me, that's if I walked in, I would say, oh, there's a guy. He said he was transitioning, but he's totally a guy.
But what's odd about the photo, and Phil, if you can put it up one more time on the YouTube chat, what's odd about that photo is that that person, to me, doesn't look like they're...
No.
Transitioning.
No,
it looks like he just went into the wrong room by mistake.
It honestly looks like just a dude in a girl's locker room that doesn't know that they're in a girl's locker room.
Yes.
Yep. So could that be the... Could that be the case? I mean, there's a female behind him, so so obviously you would think that they would know.
Yeah.
But maybe that's all it is. Maybe it's just he didn't know.
He said the individual said that he was transitioning from male to female.
This person?
Yeah.
Allegedly? Or is that?
That's what they're reporting.
Okay. There you go.
From the Alaska one.
Gotcha.
Oh!
Not Downingtown.
This is the Downingtown.
Yeah, this guy. I mean, this guy is not trying to hide the fact that he's a dude. 855-839-1210. Let me grab Arlene. Excuse me, Arlene and Cherry Hill. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. I just have a comment to make. Dawn, I have to say I'm really disappointed in you. Because to me, it almost sounds like you're not defending the policy, but you're saying, well, I don't see it, so it's okay. Okay, I feel like women need to band together on this business of men infringing on women. Okay? And just in solidarity, I would have thought your answer would be, this company has any places that allow men into locker rooms. I want no parts of them.
Well, the reason I said it is because I can't speak for the manager. I only go to one, and I don't think the management where I go allows it. So I was speaking to the fact that it's a franchise. So the franchise means if you own a franchise and that's your franchise, you make the rules. And so if you have, as the franchise owner, even if your corporate says what, you don't have to follow that. You can do your own thing. And so I think that's something to watch here. Now, if somebody from Planet Fitness from corporate came out and put out a memo and said, hey, all you franchise owners across America, you must allow a trans individual in the ladies' bathroom, that becomes a different issue. But for now, the local franchises rule themselves. And as well, I think it's important to support those franchise owners who may now be going up against states that order them to let trans individuals in their bathrooms when, in fact, the franchise owner says, no way. And so that's what I was trying to say is very different, because I know for a fact you have some franchise owners who are upset about this. And so that's why I'm not going to paint with a broad brush when, in fact, some franchise owners think this is horrible and they would never allow somebody who's a man with all the apparatus of a man to go into a ladies' locker room. That's why I said what I said.
State laws aside, if I was a franchise owner, I would say, okay, who am I about to alienate here? Can I afford from a business standpoint to alienate the LGBTQ community, which comprises of about 9% of Americans, or the 70%+ of Americans that have already said, we don't believe men should be in women's bathrooms? I think I would rather alienate 9% versus 70% if I'm a franchise owner trying to make a profit. But that's just me. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, put a bow on the 6 o'clock hour. And also, Pennsylvania population changes throughout the Keystone State that could impact the election and hurt one of the two candidates. Who is it? How big is it? We'll get to that when we come back. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
As you know, my friends from Piazza Premium Automobiles, they continue to grow their luxury collection of brands. And now Piazza really welcoming in a warm welcome to two new members to their family of dealerships, Infiniti Ardmore and Maserati of the Mainline, both located right there on Lancaster Avenue. Of course, you're going to receive the same first-class customer experience that I know I've come to expect. Everybody in my family, we all do business with the Piazza Auto Group and now with the Piazza Premium Automobiles. So find your new or certified pre-owned Infiniti, Maserati, or other Piazza luxury brands like Jaguar, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and so much more. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, we've got the story hot off the presses as we continue live here on a Monday morning. Hopefully all of you had a good weekend. 855-839-1210. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour number two in just a couple of minutes. Just about an hour away from what's on the cut sheet. Absolutely loaded edition today, especially after what happened over the last couple of days. Another story that we didn't get a chance to talk about on Friday was Ronna McDaniel, not only leaving the RNC, which we've talked about for a handful of weeks now, but landing a nice little gig with NBC.
And the hand-wringing and everybody just so ticked off on Meet the Press on Sunday morning was a sight to be seen. We have all that sound coming up at 7:45.
Chuck Todd was so angry he had to show back up at the studios and tell Kristen Welker the deal.
That's true.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Also, by the way, I'm getting some reports here. I'm seeing some stuff on Twitter and people tagging me and showing me that there's more of this going on at Planet Fitness. Yeah. Apparently, there was one story that happened in Flemington, New Jersey, apparently 2 years ago in 2022, with one lady that wanted to reside in a locker room with only biological females, which she has every right to want and need and have in her life. And apparently the Planet Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey banned her. And also they gave her a form to fill out, a membership cancellation form. And that got, I guess the libs of TikTok found that as well. They've been all over this story, and they posted a screenshot of the cancellation form from this lady, and they blacked out, her name and her membership ID and address like that. But this is going on in a lot of places, Dawn.
Yeah, and I just, because I was looking it up, there's another one, and police got involved because a man in Monroe, Georgia, is accused by police of exposing himself to a 15-year-old girl at a Planet Fitness. This is Monroe, Georgia. And the individual charged is 25-year-old Jake Dixon, arrested, facing multiple warrants for public indecency by exposing himself in the female locker room. And this is a police report. So now the family of the 15-year-old has filed a lawsuit.
Wow.
So that's going on. So as a longtime Planet Fitness membership, we all have it in our family. So I think it's important to ask your individual franchise, what is their policy? If I found out that the manager, the owner of my individual franchise, we would cancel our family membership, because I feel that's important to say, to draw the line there. But if that manager, and I believe mine, they don't support that, then I think that's unfair to punish a franchisee who's not standing up against the corporation.
Yep.
That's where I'm at on this. But I'm, quite frankly, I think they deserve what they're getting as far as their stock dropping. What? You mentioned, Nick,
they lost $400 million off their market cap or market share.
11%.
I mean, that's a big hit.
Yeah.
That is a big hit. 855-839-1210. Hour two is on the way. Dawn will have some news to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. And then we got to get to Pennsylvania and the decline in population in the state since 2020. How bad will this hurt Joe Biden, if at all? We'll get into that when we continue. Kale and Company, hour two is next.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.